Okay, so Esther, can you now tell us about the different sizes of grand pianos are available?
Okay, good question. Most people, when they come in, they say, grand piano, I don't have space for a grand piano. They think just a grand piano is all big. Okay, same as upright piano, different height. Grand piano comes a lot of different length. So there comes very small one, or they make a very long one for concert hall. For home use, you can buy a very small, tiny one. Because you know, everybody's dream is to have a grand piano in my living room. It's a lot, and your house looks a lot more elegant. You can open the top, the sound is all spread around home. Very nice. But people think they do not have enough space. Grand piano, actually, there's no right, left, front, back. Upright piano, the back part is very, it's not looks nice, so you have to put against the wall. But grand piano, you can put any different angle. You can even put close to a corner. So you can make room for that. But longer the size again, then you're getting longer strings, bigger sounding board, you get more richer tone. So for a concert hall, they want to go for a big one, for thousands of people, for a big concert hall. But for home, you don't need that big one. Then you can go for a short one. So it comes a small one, comes a little even under 5 feet, but you can go for 6 feet, 7, 9 feet. Just depend how much room, then you can go for a different size length.
Okay, so sorry, I actually missed it. Did you say the shortest length one is 5 feet?
Even smaller than that. They make it 4'8", 4'9". Uh-huh. Depend the manufacturer, they make it inch to inch longer or shorter.
Yeah.
Usually, under 5 feet, we call petite. And between 5 and 6, we call as a baby grand. And around 6 feet, 6'1", 6'2", 6'3", we call parlor grand. Around 7 feet, we call semi-concert. 9 feet, that's the longest you can go for. When you go to Disney Hall or like a Carnegie Hall, mm-hmm. 9 foot, that's the biggest we call full-size concert grand.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Can you tell us a little bit about the price range? Let's see if we just pick one brand, like mm-hmm. to say the Yamaha grand pianos.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, you can talk about all different brands, but what are the lower ranges for prices, and then how high can it get to?
Again, if you go for something a lot smaller one, most inexpensive one, you can buy less than even 8,000, less than even 7,000 when we have a special going on. But if you go for Steinway, their starting price is about 60,000.
Oh.
So if you go for the bigger one, prices are going higher.
Oh, okay. Yes. Does Steinway make the shorter grand pianos that you were talking about?
Mm-hmm. They make a smallest 5'1", mm-hmm. next size a 5'7", then it's 5'10½, 6'2", and 6'10½, and 9 foot.
Would that be the same length as the other brands, or every brand is a little bit different in terms of its
length? Yeah, every brand comes a little bit different size. That's why under 5 feet, like a 4'8", 4'9", mm-hmm. 4 feet, we all call them petite.
Oh, okay.
So some customers, when they come in, my teacher said, I have to buy 5'10". No, you don't have to worry about that. You can buy 5'9", or 5'8", 5'7", under 6. That's what actually the piano teacher meant, but piano teachers, they do have a very, very good ear. They always want to have a concert grand piano, sound something close. But if your budget is not there, or if you do not have that much space, then you have to fit what you have, what you really need. I think that's the way you have to look at it. You can you consider piano teacher's advice, but sometimes what teacher tell you and what your budget, there's a lot of gap. We do see that a lot.
Okay, yes. So they come in with the teachers telling them this size, mm-hmm. But then their budget doesn't quite allow for a piano of that size,
uh-huh.
kind of thing.
Because you don't buy piano every 3-4 years like a buying car. We buy a car so often. And even though I don't buy that often, you even see your friends buying, your neighbor buying. So we all have some kind of idea, but piano, we don't buy that often. So people have no idea. They think they can buy beautiful grand piano for $2,000, $3,000. Once in a while, we do get a customer like that,
uh-huh.
and we have to educate them.